Laudator Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Saturday, September 14th, Pope Francis touches on a variety of topics during the in-air press conference returning from Singapore. He resumes his Vatican audiences less than 24 hours after returning to Rome, and Atletica Vaticana is ready to compete in the European Cycling Championships. In the Vatican, I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov. Pope Francis has returned from his apostolic journey. Aboard the flight from Singapore to Rome, Pope Francis answered journalists' questions about a range of issues, ranging from the civilian tragedy of the war in Gaza to the need for Americans to choose in conscience between the two presidential candidates. He condemned abortion and the rejection of migrants and expressed a positive view of the Holy See's agreement with China, calling the country a promise and hope for the church. Thaddeus Jones tells us more in this report.
On the flight back to Rome from Singapore, Pope Francis spoke to the journalists accompanying his apostolic journey to Asia and Oceania.
Prima di tutto voglio ringraziare tutti voi questo lavoro.
Pope Francis began by thanking the journalists for all their work and accompanying him on this journey, saying it's very important to him. And the first question he received from a journalist from Singapore about his experience in Singapore, he said he was impressed with the country and the polite people and very diverse religious culture. He said the interreligious meeting that took place there was a model of fraternity. He said he was struck by the cultures, particularly with the students, and he paid tribute to Singapore's international role with the Formula One race that will be taking place there next week, attracting people from around the world, making it a global capital.
Santo Padre, muito obrigado por esta oportunidade.
A journalist from Timor-Leste, who was on the papal plane there, asked the Pope about his experience there and also the reference he made to the presence of crocodiles. Pope said he used the image of crocodiles coming ashore in a reference to ideas that come from outside that could ruin the harmony that they have there. And the Pope was very impressed with the simple, joyful family culture in Timor-Leste, saying he'd fallen in love with the country. Then a journalist from Indonesia asked the Pope about the challenges facing the country there, and the Pope responded by saying that it's very important that there be communication between different sectors of society to work through these issues and to achieve harmony in society, just as the Church's social doctrine says. He encouraged them to strengthen social relationships in society. The Pope said he enjoyed the visit there, a beautiful country.
Santità, la stampa della Papa Nuova Guinea ha seguito con grande interesse il suo viaggio.
Regarding the Pope's visit to Papua New Guinea, a journalist from the country was unable to fly on the papal plane, but the Holy See Press Office Director, Matteo Bruni, asked a question about the Pope's visit to Papua New Guinea, and especially his visit to the remote town of Vanimo. The Pope said he wished to go there to visit a group of priests and nuns from Argentina who work there and to see the work that they're doing there. The Pope said he was particularly impressed with the people and the beautiful art, dance, and poetic expression that he experienced. He was deeply impressed with what he experienced in Vanimo and the commitment of the people and the missionaries who go there deep into the forest to work to serve the people. He paid tribute to all of them. And in responding to another journalist about the Pope's visit to Singapore, where there is a predominantly Chinese population, and about the Pope's hopes for relations with China, the Pope said he's very pleased with the dialogues between the Holy See and China, saying the results are good, even for the appointment of bishops, and that things are progressing with goodwill. He said he believes China is a promise and a hope for the Church, and collaboration is possible. A journalist from the United States then asked the Pope a question about the elections that are coming up and the two candidates who are running, one who supports legalized abortion and the other who has expressed the intention to deport millions of migrants. The Pope responded that both responses are against life, one that throws out migrants and the other that kills children. He said both are life issues and serious matters. In a follow-up question about how a Catholic should vote, then, the Pope said each person must think about these issues and decide according to their own conscience. An Italian journalist asked about the crisis in Gaza and the war that could spill over into the West Bank.
Io vi dico una cosa, io tutti I giorni chiamo a Gaza.
The Pope said he's thinking and praying about the people there all the time. He also calls Gaza daily, as there's a parish there with around 600 people, Christians and Muslims, living as brothers and sisters together, but suffering the horrible consequences of the ongoing violence. The Pope lamented the deaths of so many children and that schools are being bombed. He said it's horrifying and too much, and all must be done to take steps towards peace. I'm Thaddeus Jones.
After arriving in Rome from the apostolic journey, the Holy Father made his usual detour. As he returned to the Vatican from Rome's Fiumicino airport on Friday, Pope Francis stopped off for a brief visit to the Basilica of St. Mary Major. The Pope paused to pray for a moment at the feet of the ancient icon of Maria Salus Populi Romani, according to the Holy See press office. He set a bouquet of flowers on the altar in the Gregorian chapel, expressing his gratitude for her maternal protection during his 12-day apostolic journey to Asia and Oceania. But already, Saturday morning, he was holding meetings in the Vatican. On Saturday, he encouraged members of the Congregation of Clerics Regular, the Theatines, to embrace with joy the paths of renewal, communion, and service as they celebrate the 500th anniversary of the solemn profession of their founder and his first companions. Christopher Wells tells us more.
When Gaetano da Thiene, known as St. Cajetan, and the early Theatines made their first solemn vows in St. Peter's Basilica 500 years ago, the edifice was more like a building site than the completed church we see today, Pope Francis said on Saturday. Addressing members of the Theatine Order on the anniversary of the event, Pope Francis noted that at the time, work had already begun to demolish the original basilica, which had stood for more than 1,000 years.
Fratelli, questa è un'immagine. Un'immagine che ci aiuta a riflettere sulla necessità per restare fedeli alla nostra.
Brothers, the Pope said, this is an image that helps us to reflect on the need, in order to remain faithful to our mission, to take courageous paths of renewal. Pope Francis went on to highlight the importance of communion, again drawing from the history of the Basilica, by recalling the famous artists, skilled craftsmen, and multitude of laborers who worked to bring the church to completion. This too is an important sign, he said. A welcoming home is not built alone, but together, in community, valuating the contribution of each one. Finally, the Pope highlighted the importance of service. The most beautiful projects would have come to nothing if people, rolling up their sleeves, had not set to work, he said. While marveling at the beauty of St. Peter's Basilica, Pope Francis emphasized that the building is only a symbol of the reality of the Church. 500 years ago, he said, your founders did not consecrate their lives to a building site of bricks and marble, but of living stones.
Hanno consacrato la vita alla Chiesa con la C maiuscola.
They consecrated their lives to the Church with a capital C, the Church, the Bride of Christ, the people of God, and the mystical body of the Lord. Pope Francis concluded his address with an invitation to the whole Theatine family to embrace with joy, in today's Jubilee, intentions of renewal, of communion, and of service. I'm Christopher Wells.
In other Vatican news, Atletica Vaticana, or the Team of the Pope, as it is sometimes called, is set to compete in the European Cycling Championships on Sunday, the 15th of September, in Belgium's province of Limburg in Flanders. It is the third time for the Team of the Pope to compete in the World Championships, after its debut at the 2022 edition in Australia and then the 2023 edition in Scotland. The route measures 222 kilometers, and around the competition, the athletes will attend Mass and pray together. Turning to regions at war, and first to the war in the Holy Land, there have been calls for an inquiry after an Israeli attack on a school housing refugees in Gaza. Nathan Morley reports.
On Thursday, the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees, or UNRWA, said six of its workers had been killed in an Israeli airstrike on a school in Gaza. UNRWA said the attack marked the highest death toll amongst its staff in a single incident since the start of the war between Israel and Hamas. Video of the aftermath of the strike showed hundreds of people inspecting the heavily damaged ground floor of one wing of the school. In response, Israel's army insisted it carried out an accurate strike on what it described as terrorists organizing an attack from the school. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the strike, saying what's happening in Gaza is totally unacceptable. The Palestinian death toll from the ongoing Israeli action there has now surpassed 41,000, according to Palestinian officials. Around 94,925 people have been injured since the conflict broke out. Earlier, the Israeli Defense Minister, Yoav Gallant, confirmed that the country is moving the focus of its military campaign to Lebanon. In recent days, the Lebanese Prime Minister has said that around 140,000 people had been displaced from southern Lebanon due to the ongoing clashes between Hezbollah and the Israeli army. Tensions along the Lebanon-Israel border intensified last year following a volley of rockets launched by Hezbollah towards Israel in solidarity with Hamas's attack on Israel in October 2023. Israel then hit back by firing heavy artillery towards southeast Lebanon. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
And world leaders continue to discuss the war in Ukraine. Let's listen to the latest update in the report of Susie Hodges.
The talks in Washington between the US and British leaders came a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin warned Western nations not to allow Ukraine to strike targets inside Russia with Western-supplied long-range missiles. Putin said such a move would alter the nature and scope of the war. When asked by reporters following his meeting with President Biden if he had persuaded the US leader to allow Ukraine to fire British missiles into Russia, Starmer said they had had a long and productive discussion on international issues, including Ukraine, the Middle East and the Indo-Pacific. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has been pleading with allies for months to allow Kiev to fire long-range missiles deep into Russia to limit Moscow's ability to attack Ukraine. Since Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022, Ukrainian cities and front lines have been under daily bombardment from Russia. Kiev has argued that long-range missile strikes deep inside Russia are critical for its efforts to restrict Moscow's ability to launch these attacks. The US provided long-range missiles to Ukraine earlier this year, but like Kiev's other Western allies, these have not been authorized for use on targets inside Russia, for fear of escalating the conflict. Ahead of Friday's meeting between Biden and Starmer, some US media reports said that the United States looks set to approve the use by Ukraine of long-range missiles against targets in Russia on condition that the weapons used were not those provided by the US. Amid the rising tensions over the missile issue, and just hours before Biden and Starmer's meeting in Washington, Russia expelled six British diplomats, accusing them of spying and sabotage work. Britain described the accusations as completely baseless, saying it was a tit-for-tat action after London expelled the Russian defence attaché and removed diplomatic status from several Russian properties in May. For Vatican Radio, I'm Susie Hodges reporting.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, please visit our web portal at www.vaticannews.va and follow also our social platforms of Facebook, X, and Instagram. Many thanks go to our sound engineer Bruno Arti in the studio in the Vatican. I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov.